W6N, 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 calling G7W. How do you hear me? Over.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the Josh Shakespeare podcast again. I mean, I'm probably going to do the intro again.
Sorry.
No, you did fine. This is Chris Keane.
Hello. Hi.
I'm probably going to do it again just because I may need to record an intro for this or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, welcome. This is I'm doing sunglasses in the. I don't know. I just feel so sleepy right now. Because you put on the leather jacket.
I did.
In your own house before. You just had on a regular shirt, and I feel like I needed to match that.
Well, my arms were out. That felt too revealing for the podcast.
No, that's fine. I think it was great. I love how you keep playing to the camera like we have viewers. he's looking and he's like, well, I don't know about that, Josh.
Hey, man.
You just keep playing to the camera.
This is going to blow up. You don't know.
How have you been?
I'm all right. I've been working and doing comedy. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Something new.
I've been doing that and then also just adding the gym.
That too.
That too. Just like tons and tons of writing and streaming and shit.
Do you ever write at the gym, like in your head or in between a set or something? Or
yeah, ChatGPT suggested that I do that, and I was like, "That's insane! I can't do that because I'm fighting or I'm like doing pull-ups or something like that." But what I'm doing now is I'm walking on the treadmill for at least an hour, or at least until I burn maybe 100 or above calories.
Okay.
Which is great. I recommend everyone do that because it brings me back. Because, again, I'm trying to recreate the when I was in New York, I was walking 10,000, 11,000 steps per day. And it leans you out. It really does.
So you're just walking, not in an incline, just straight walking?
I'll sometimes put in hills. Like, I'll go up to 4, then back down to 0.
Okay.
Then to 7 or 8.
Yeah.
As high as it'll go, and then back down at a pace of 2.7. So that's a brisk walk.
Yeah.
That's like a New York, like someone's chasing me with a knife walk. But someone's walking towards you in your direction with a knife, so you're walking because you're not sure if they're angry at you. So you just, you get a little pep in your step.
That's great.
That's the pace that I'm at right now. what about you? That's when I can write, is when I'm not like doing anything like really physical, but when I'm working out like with weights, I need to focus. But what about you?
I've tried it. Sometimes I've done it. I've been writing more in my head.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause sometimes when I sit down and just stare at a computer, doesn't really get things flowing, ideas flowing. Like if you get moving or you get outside or you go somewhere, that will get your brain moving.
Yeah.
And then you can sit down and put it on a paper or computer.
I did so much writing when I was walking. And around that time, and now when I walk, I get so much done on the treadmill. I prefer to walk outside, but like, it's like that's such a specific activity to walk that it almost like I'm like I might as well go to the gym because this is a workout. I'd rather just work out too.
So if you walk an hour, are you doing other exercises when you do that too?
No, there's nothing else to do than just walk, especially if you're in Los Angeles because like it's.
So you don't do that if you do a weightlifting day. You're not walking an hour or two, right?
Like, I do all the same. I do all the workouts each day, like on the same day. Like I don't. There's not a day where it's like I'm just doing boxing today.
Okay.
And then I'm leaving, and there's not a day where it's like I'm just gonna walk and then like usually. And if I
do you lift weights or you mainly just do boxing?
Boxing and then like it's not like I lift, but I do boxing training with weights.
Okay. Okay.
Like I'll throw in punches. I'll throw punches with 5-pound dumbbells.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll do pull-ups and stuff. So it's like it's calisthenics.
That's cool.
Yeah, I recommend you do that.
I try. I do. Yeah. I mainly am doing weightlifting. I'll do walking, but it's up the farthest incline, like 15, and for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then I'll go running, but.
Do you walk outside or? Oh, yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, you run.
I run outside. I'll do the incline walking at the gym when I'm lifting weights on the days where I'm lifting weights.
Okay. Or so you separate it.
Yeah. I'll do incline walking when I go to use the weights, and then on the days where I'll run outside and then do body weight exercises here, like, you know, sit ups, planks. What are some other things? just some Pilates exercises I looked up.
Pilates apparently is brutal.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I'm not good at it.
God bless the Russian women that do this.
Yeah.
That do Pilates and shit.
Oh, I dude, there's a super hot Russian lady comedian.
There's like four, yeah.
I thought I'd bring that up on this podcast.
There's like four of them. Dude, what's her name?
I've now forgotten her name.
Well, there you go. There you go.
She was at a mic recently. I was like, damn, this girl's attractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was at a mic. Oh, okay. That narrows it down.
I'll figure it out after the podcast.
That definitely narrows it down.
Actually, it won't because I totally forgot the person's name.
You'll be all right. We're at 1 and 3. Okay. All right. We'll get into the pretty bad news segment.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is pretty bad news, everybody.
Yeah, pretty bad news. Are we explaining what it is or are we just going to tell?
Just do the late night thing. And yeah, it's late night jokes, guys. We're just going to call it. But it's just called pretty bad news. Like, I'll do one and then you do one.
All right.
I'll do the funniest one. But just let me know when you're if you're ready that you have it out and you're good.
Yeah, I can do it.
A Cheeto shaped like the beloved Pokemon Charizard was auctioned for $87,840. This is why they say you should never go grocery shopping when you're hungry. I thought
that. Oh, that's great.
So stupid. It was a dumb joke.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. No, you go.
Oh, I don't have anything that funny.
Oh,
fuck.
That's why I think you got it. You always say that, and I was like, no, that's funny.
Yeah. A man says his genitals shrunk after taking a popular hair loss drug. Which explains why my ex-girlfriend always asked me if I was taking hair loss drugs.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know. It's just a goofy.
No, it's funny. Yeah, like the self-deprecation. How many did you have?
I don't know. I just shat these out. I don't know. There's like five of them or something. One, two, three, four, six of them.
Okay.
Oh, but one you've heard before.
That's fine.
So five that you haven't heard.
I'll do like some of them that they're just. I'll do the like. I think the second best one last. Okay. Police in Florida were trying to catch a swan that wandered onto the busy highway and held up traffic. Thankfully, Florida police say the swan was rescued and delicious. That's
nice.
It's a stupid joke. It's dumb. Like they ate him.
Yeah,
they ate the swan.
I can see Florida cops doing
that. Right, because it's Florida. Well, yeah. But there you go.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how to. Some of these I didn't know how to word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I had a few of these where I was like, okay.
Even the last one I just did, I didn't really know how to word it. But yeah. I guess we're just throwing these out here. All right. Okay. After alienating much of its constituents, the Democratic Party's favorability rating has dropped to 29%, which confirms the party's suspicions. 71% of Americans are sexist, racist, transphobic Nazis. I don't know.
No, I like it. A lot of these can double as tweets, too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. This one and then another last one. So, an 18-year-old woman is facing charges for vandalizing a car. She told police she thought it was her ex-boyfriend's car, but got it wrong. This is the best case scenario for her ex-boyfriend because it gives him plausible deniability and makes her look like a crazy bitch.
She vandalized a random guy's car.
She vandalized a car. She thought it was her ex-boyfriend's. And in my head, I'm like, that's best case scenario. Because if you did do something wrong, you're like, now it looks like, hey, what else did you get wrong? What else did you get wrong? Maybe cops. It doesn't let you know what the fuck she's talking about. So she got that wrong. Maybe I wasn't cheating. So,
like
But there you go. That was my thing.
Believe. I like that.
Yeah.
The Trump administration is set to start construction on 7 miles of new border wall. Migrants at the border responded by going home, stating, quote, "We just walked 1,000 miles to get here, but another 7? That's just too much."
That's great. That's great.
Ridiculous.
I like that. That was really funny.
Oh, cool.
That was great. Okay. Okay. Hang on a second. I gotta reword this.
Okay. So,
okay. I just need to take this word out. Okay. I really. You ever like write it? You ever like write some of these, and you're like, "Oh, I have these finished," and then you get here day of, and you're like, "Oh, yeah. I didn't finish these jokes."
Well, yeah. I mean, so, it's always, dude. They would. I've heard the late night writers talk about, or SNL writers, they would reword these jokes over and over.
Yeah, of course.
Because it take out one word and makes a total. It's just a constant process.
This is my. If you have any more, you can go after me.
Whoa.
Three men stole a pair of bulldogs from a pet store as one of them faked having a seizure. Justice was served, as once the police arrived, the three men were tased until they all had a real seizure and died.
So read that again.
Yeah,
that again.
I'm sorry, Matt. Yeah, no. That was horrible. I thought that was the best one.
No.
Three men stole a pair of bulldogs from a pet store as one of them faked having a seizure.
Okay.
I'll just reword that then, I guess. Okay. A group of men stole bulldogs from a pet store by having one of them fake having a seizure. Justice was served, as once the police arrived, they were all tased until they had real seizures and died.
That is funny, though. Like, I think it's just a wording thing.
That, but that's hilarious. Sorry, man. That was garbage.
Well, dude, we're not... this is almost like workshopping these.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
We're not on air right now.
I've had a horrible week. And
dude,
okay,
these have been funny.
This is absolutely... I suck at comedy. No, I'm just kidding.
I always think about... I think these late night jokes are maybe the hardest to write. The weekend update type things.
Why do you say that? Why do you think so? I have my reasons, but I'm curious as to why you think so.
Man, I don't know. They have to be so... You have to make your point in very concise. It has to be very concise. You can't make some big bit about it. It's got to be done in 15 seconds, right?
Yeah.
That's very difficult. And, you know, the news isn't always funny or interesting.
No, you're right.
So sometimes you have to make it funny or interesting. And it's also proof, too, that, like, dude, look at Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Like, they have an entire team of writers.
They have like 100 writers.
Yeah, just to do Weekend Update. And how... I bet they probably write hundreds of Weekend Update jokes.
Yeah, they're sitting in like an office every day, like doing that for like 30 to an hour.
Yeah, and then like how many actually make the air, say like, I don't know, 10 to 20 or something.
Right.
And then how many of those are actually hilarious?
Yeah.
Probably like a couple.
Yeah.
So it's just very hard.
Yeah, and for me it was more so just what makes this difficult is... the fact that there's not, you have to like really look for these things, look for these stories. And then the second hardest part for me exactly was your point was like actually making it funny. But
yeah.
For me, the work is just having to find these fucking stories.
That
in
too.
General.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like fudge the, you know, not the, what actually happened, but you do have to go in and be like, all right, I got to take this part of it out because it's not important to the joke. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that was pretty bad news. Everybody.
Nice.
We will be right back.
Nice.
After this. We're back. I have ridiculous we're now entering allergy season.
We are, yes.
Hot girl summer. it's bad girl summer now. I have this is allergy season.
Have you ever gotten vertigo?
No, but on my way back from Vegas to Los Angeles for my birthday, I vaped cannabis that I'd bought in Vegas, and I developed osolipsia.
What's that?
That's when your vision, things in your peripheral vision that are stationary, look like they're moving,
oh God,
and coming towards you, and like shimmering, to, you know, in and out of your direction.
How long did that last?
It lasted for about a week, and it was terrifying.
Wow.
But like, it was the closest to vertigo I think I'd ever had, because I'd never had vertigo. Even like, I tested it to see if I had vertigo, and I would just like kind of slowly go down my stairs, and I'm like, the stairs and the gap from the stair to the floor does not feel further away. So, have you had vertigo? Is that what you?
Oh, I've had it twice, and I still don't know how I got it. I haven't had it in many years.
When did it happen? Like, how did you know?
It happened like 15 years ago. I got it. Mm-hmm. It happened to me twice randomly. And it lasted at least a month, where I was just dizzy constantly.
Jesus Christ.
It was insane. I don't even know what caused it, honestly.
That's weird.
Yeah, kind of scary.
It is scary, yeah, when you have like weird. And then you went to the doctor, right? And then you did, because I went to. Yeah, where'd you go?
They kind of were just like, there's nothing we can do but wait for it to go.
Isn't that beautiful?
Go away. I mean, it's like an inner ear thing, I think.
It is, yeah. It's an equilibrium, yeah.
I have a feeling that I got it either allergies played a part, or I used to drink a lot.
Oh, right.
And I probably was drinking a lot and going to loud clubs with rock bands and and being dehydrated, and I'm sure it just totally fucked.
Yeah, I think drugs or substances do play a role in all this.
Yeah.
I never had that problem with my eyes, and it was only when I was high driving back that it happened. And then because I thought, oh, this is just a symptom of the cannabis, even though I have such a tolerance to it, because I would do edibles or vape it sporadically, and I went from doing it really heavy to not doing it as much, but I'm like, I still have a tolerance, so what the hell is going on? And then it didn't go away even when I started to sober up a little bit. I was like, all right, I just gotta, you know, power through this. So I did it. And then the next day or the day after, I'm like, okay, I'm not high anymore, but this is still happening. What the fuck is going on? I mean, I went to a ophthalmologist, and they did all these tests. They dilated my eyes, and I was blind for like a day. And this is when it went away, and they didn't detect anything. They were like, there's nothing. They were like, we don't know what this was.
It went away after they...
No, like it went away by the time I got to the appointment.
Oh, okay.
Like, but it was like, because it lasted for like, let's say a week. And my friends and family suggested that I just go to sleep. Like, the problem is that you're not sleeping enough.
Uh-huh.
And you're not resting enough. And they were like, just do every, you know. I was like, okay, I'm going to do exactly what I think you would need to cure this. Right. So I stayed inside. I wore sunglasses inside. Uh-huh. And I didn't... I stayed inside, I wore sunglasses inside, and I put in eye drops. Because apparently there's eye drops. I think it was a combination of... Because when you're driving down the highway from Vegas to Los Angeles, and the sun is beaming off of the concrete into your face, what happens is, my friend Anthony said, you could get what is called sun-burned eyes.
Oh, shit.
Because your eye, even if you're wearing sunglasses, which I was, your eyes are overexposed to the sun. And you're like looking from left to right, scanning your environment, because you're driving for 2 hours. That can wear out your eyes. So, and there's eye drops specifically for that, or if you stare at your phone for too long, or if, you know, computer screens, because you need to lubricate your eyes. So I did all that, stayed inside, rested, and then it just started to get better as more time went on. And it only got worse when I got back out in the sun and I saw shit. And then by the time I got to the appointment, they poked the fuck out of my eyes, and they were like, yeah, we don't know what's wrong. And I'm like, I'm so glad healthcare costs so much money. Just for you guys to be like, yeah, we don't know, dude. So
I want to say, well, a good amount of the time I've gone to the doctor for problems, they don't have an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those. That's why they call it a practice, guys.
Oh.
But I'm like, yeah, that's kind of why. That's kind of why. You know, I don't really, yeah.
Well, that's why, yeah, when people get crazy about doctors and stuff, they're human, you know. They don't know everything, and they're gonna make mistakes and not know.
Robert Malone knows everything, so I think you know, there are some doctors out there that know exactly what they're talking about. But no, I get it. I'm glad we got over that though.
Yeah, that's crazy. You were wearing sunglasses and it didn't help when you were driving.
When it started, no, but it helped when I stayed in the house.
Okay. And did it just disappear one day, or did it slowly go away?
It slowly went away. But even like as I'm driving, if I try to make it happen again, almost like a superpower, it will come back, which is weird. Shit. Not too bad. But like if I just kind of focus and I just look at my peripheral, it'll sometimes like shift a little bit and then it'll just go away. Damn. Like it's like one of the it's like a veteran that like survived an explosion, and if you just like kind of if you just flash back and you remember it, you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. But thankfully, I'm over it now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
I like that this section of the podcast is just our health problems.
Yeah, that's how you know you're getting old is when you is when you're in a green room with other comedians. That's what I love about like stand up comedy is because people are like, oh, you guys just like misogynists and you're just making like jokes about women in the green room. And you go, no, we're all talking about our sciatica, and we're talking about our back pain, and we're talking about fight sports. You have no idea what goes on in green rooms, do you? We sit around and we just talk shit about like what's going on. How did we tear our left bicep? How did that happen?
Wait, do you like UFC?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, well, I don't watch it. I just like fight sports, but I don't actively watch it.
I don't like UFC, but I like WWE.
We talked about this. I don't know why. I think it's just because of the theatrics of it that you like and the characters. Like, what kind of wrestling?
Calling me gay, guys.
Basically, that too. Yeah. I mean, you know, why do you like?
That's fun. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. The characters are fun.
Yeah.
There's the music is fun. The environment's fun, and they're not actually. I mean, they are getting. They do get very hurt, but they're not actually trying to hurt each other and kill each other and all that. Not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of fun, and it is kind of like, and there's a storyline and shit.
Yeah.
It's so, yeah, I guess it is way different than just regular fighting.
Absolutely. They're
totally different things.
I mean, with fighting, UFC, they're still playing a character. I mean, not playing a character, but they do get into character. Like when you look at the Mike Tyson era.
That's true.
And how wild his interviews were.
I mean, Conor McGregor is a
character. Conor McGregor is a perfect example.
Ali was a character.
Ali was a character as well, exactly. So yeah. It's like, but obviously boxing is like more, because it's like they're actually trying to kill each other. whereas WWE, it's like more we're playing into the theatrics of it and stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of wrestler do you think you'd be if you...
Oh, God.
If you do, I mean, I'm assuming it's like partially what you're already doing right now with your hair and your you're like a like a vampire wrestler or something.
I don't know. I kind of dress like an 80s 90s wrestler.
Yeah, I was gonna say it would just be like a buffer. It'd be a buffer version of what you're already doing right now.
That is what it would be. There are wrestlers that dress exactly like this, but they have big muscles.
And muscles is that like, yeah, right, like the Undertaker or something. But you'd be like you'd be like a self-depressed wrestler. We were like, I don't even want to win this match.
Yeah.
Like that'd be hilarious if there was a wrestler that just didn't believe in themselves. And we're just like shy around women.
You don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is, but go ahead.
He's a very weird. He's played a bunch of weird characters. Like Mankind is one of them. He was kind of this underdog weirdo kind of guy.
No, I get why you like him.
He's thought of as one of the best ever. He was crazy. Like they would throw him off the top of a cage. He was in ECW too, which is like a extreme wrestling. It's like where they're using like barbed wire and thumbtacks, and some of that stuff came to WWE too. But
okay, anyway, that's cool.
Now we're off the rails. Now we're getting into wrestling.
No, that's fine. I talk about wrestling. I don't really care. You know.
Oh no, I was just. Yeah, I was thinking how that... I feel like that's funny that I don't... Especially as a guy, that I'm not into UFC, but I love WWE.
No, it's not. I mean, so my favorite rapper is Wes... One of my favorite rappers is West Side Gunn, and he loves... He heavily references wrestling in all of his, like, artwork and all of his raps and music, and he is a drug kingpin. So,
like in
you
real
know,
life?
Yeah, so there you go. There's some, you know...
Shit.
That liking the WWE does not make you like less of like a man or anything, or like less of like a person.
But he's selling drugs. I don't have anything.
And it's like killed people and stuff. But I mean, there you go. But think about it like this. I mean, you share the same tastes as a drug kingpin.
That's true.
That'd be like if Pablo Escobar was like, dude, I love the Doobie Brothers. That'd be like, you know, he's like, you know, like, dude, I love Imagine Dragons. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if Al Capone was like, dude, Taylor Swift is the shit.
Oh man.
That's basically kind of where you're at. So
do you like Taylor Swift?
Not really.
No.
But I'm not one of these people that's like, I fucking hate Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I do think she's dumb in a lot of ways, just because of that documentary where she went, her being a billionaire, being like, I think that life would be easier if I were a man. Oh, I'm sorry, you pristine blue-eyed white woman.
That's so funny.
You skinny. I'm sorry that you know you get a lot of comments.
Well, she has a whole song. You know the song.
I know exactly. Yeah, and then she did a documentary where she was on a private jet talking about how easier her life would be if she was a man. And I go,
yeah.
You clearly don't get it, do you?
What's funny is a lot of multiple women who love Taylor Swift. I've talked to, that's their favorite Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, is If I Were a Man?
Yeah.
They're all men. They're all masculine men. You understand
that song because of the hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy and the messaging of it and all that.
But I like Taylor Swift, other than that.
Yeah, I mean, when I say I don't like Taylor Swift, it's not like I just don't. I mean, her music is just not for me. I have two songs of hers that I'm one of those people where it's like, even though I don't like the artist, I can recognize the talent, which is why I'm not a fan of Kendrick, but I have like, one or two of his songs, maybe, or
why
like
aren't
I like
you a
his
fan
verse.
Of Kendrick?
His sound is just not for me. I've never been like heavily a West Coast rap guy.
Okay,
like their cadences and the way they talk and the you know a lot of the music and the way a lot of it sounds.
So
it's
I
just
like,
not been for me.
I like Kendrick Lamar, but here's the thing: like I can't believe that rap music is still like as popular as it is.
Interesting.
Can't believe like I'm so fucking sick of rap and hip hop.
Yeah.
Like the music, the culture, and I like rap and hip hop. Yeah. But there's tons of it. I like Kendrick Lamar. I like J. Cole. I love all the '90s stuff. But I'm just sick to death of it, and I don't know how everyone doesn't share that feeling.
Yeah.
And because it's been the like popular music now for like four decades.
Yeah.
Like, aren't people sick of that or wanting something different or new? Like, for instance, rock and roll was the popular music. I guess that lasted what, like 4 or 5 decades?
It did. Yeah, you're right.
But it evolved and changed. I don't know.
It's interesting you say that because this is going to come full circle because at my gym, the UFC gym, they don't do this in any other gyms, but a lot of the times in the UFC gyms, it's almost like a time capsule because they will strictly only play at times rock music from the early 2000s.
Oh,
so you're like, so there's Nickelback or is like the Crow a band or something like that? Or like who sings Dragula?
Dragula. Oh, that's good. Oh, Rob Zombie?
Yes, they'll play Rob Zombie. I don't know why I'm thinking the Crow, because Rob Zombie or Three Doors Down or it'll just be very classic early 2000s or maybe early 2010s rock.
Yeah.
And
the death rattle for rock music. That was I mean, it kind of stopped mattering after the early 2000s, I feel like, right?
Yeah, that's when it kind of stopped. But they'll play like Linkin Park. They'll play Papa Roach.
Yeah, yeah.
They will play. It's almost like they like specifically get a playlist for early 2000s rock. So it is like a time capsule.
I don't know if you're aware of this. They call that stuff butt rock. I don't know if you're aware.
That's
of this.
Absolutely disgusting. And I would never call it that. I'll call it the good days.
I guess it's a derogatory. People that like it call it that too.
That's interesting. I don't know.
That stuff was thought of as lame back in the day, but now I feel like people like it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's so sad, but it's a really good. Yeah, those are really good songs. I grew into liking them.
I know. I should revisit that stuff because I'm one of the people that thought that stuff was lame when it was happening.
That was for me, but for rap.
Okay.
I did not like rap in the early 2000s when I was a kid. Now I grew into liking it, and I was like, "Oh, this is I just discovered "Smile" by G-Unit like a couple of months ago.
I don't know that.
Yeah, it's very niche, but like, it's one of those early 2000s rap songs that like when it came out it was very popular, but I did not like it.
Oh, interesting.
So like, I discovered rap like later on in life.
Okay.
For me, it was rock. It was.
Are you surprised that it still is like dominates culture the way it does?
I'm not surprised. I'm not as annoyed as you are.
I'm not. Trends used to change, and this goes beyond rap. Actually, our popular culture, especially music, has not changed much the past 20 years. Like Beyonce is still Beyonce is still like the biggest.
Interesting.
Blah blah. Like. That would be like if that would be like if I don't know just it music used to go through cycles more than it does now.
Yeah,
like
okay.
The music that was big in the '60s was not big in the '80s. It was totally different.
Right, okay.
The music that was big in 2005 is still what's big in 2025. Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye. It's like...
That's interesting. I never heard of this perspective before, but I never noticed because I'm so checked out because like I listen, I'll get like a bunch of music from like a specific decade and then like I kind of only listen to that. Like there's nothing like really new that I like.
Yeah, I haven't been listening to much new music either.
Yeah,
but you look at the Grammys or whatever, not that that's a barometer for much, but.
Was there a Grammys recently?
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. I didn't even watch the Oscars or anything like that. But
I didn't
either. Yeah, because I'm like, this is just not for me, but
yeah.
I didn't know that there was a thing.
I
didn't know that that the cycles were more noticeable than they were now because I didn't even pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Every decade had its own thing and own, you know, like the 80s or the 80s, the 90s, the 90s, 60s. That sounds like 60s music. Here's some 80s music. And that isn't a thing yet.
You know what I'm noticing now more, though? We are definitely in like a TikTok era of music, which I absolutely despise.
That's true.
I hate that you guys just keep taking songs that were famous, originals, and then it's just too many remixes and it's too many where they'll take a song and they'll turn up the pitch or they'll slow it down or they'll take the beat and then just put it over another song with different lyrics. I don't like it. Just come up with a new. I'm sorry. I get it. I know it's hard. As a comedian, it is a very scarce source. It's to come up with new shit. I get it. But if I have to do it, then you have to fucking do it. Stop sampling Rick Astley. Stop the amount of songs that have the "Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See" beat by Busta Rhymes. I cannot. I just can't take it anymore. Stop using that beat in every single song that comes out now. I can't do it anymore. I just can't. I get what you're saying. I don't like the TikTokification of music. That's what I've noticed. It's not necessarily that it's rap that's like taken over. That's not what I've noticed for your perspective. But for me, it's more like it's the same seven different beats that are being reused and recycled with the pitch turned up or the reverb slowed down or some shit like that. This is a slowed down version of that. No, it's not. It's the same song. Cut it out. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I guess that was my unpopular opinion, but yeah.
No, that was good.
I have five more here, but...
Oh, maybe mine is that is what I just said, too.
But I'm sorry, what were you saying? I cut you off.
I don't even remember now. I'm just surprised at how are people not sick of rap? I just feel like it's the same thing over and over and over.
Oh, no, it is, yeah. And I mean, rap music and just deteriorating.
Like I see these clips of, like, Drake performing. And he's literally just like strolling around a stage while like a backing track is playing. He's not even doing anything.
I'll tell you what, I'm tired of hearing about this beef.
Oh,
Drake
beef,
and I've never been a fan of Kendrick or Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Drake from the early 2010s. Like, man, that was a very bad time for me when Drake like became famous in the 2010s because everyone was listening to him and everyone played him and I was the only one. And it's not like I hate him. I was like, guys, this is not for me. This is not for me, and I don't get the hype. So when it's a bunch of people that like him, and I'm like, I just cannot do this, and I don't know why any of you are doing this. I don't know why we keep hearing, but I get it, right?
I never got into him either.
I never got into him either, but
I did always like Kendrick Lamar, though.
It was a very specific time when I was in middle school where you only heard his songs everywhere you went. Now, and everyone loved him. Started from the bottom. Now I hated that song. I hate that song.
Started
so much,
from the
man.
Bottom.
I hate that song.
I know
song
the joke's been made, but that guy did not start from the bottom.
No, man.
Wasn't he on a fucking
Isn't he
kid
Jewish?
TV
I don't
show?
Fucking know, man. Yeah. Yeah.
He was on
he's on Degrassi.
Soap opera. Yeah.
He's on Degrassi. And
maybe I shouldn't judge. I don't know what his early life was.
But. Yeah. Oh, no. You don't know. He's from the hard streets of Canada.
Oh, shit.
He's from the hard streets of Toronto, where they rob you and slice your throat.
Oh, yeah.
But I just did not. He just was never my guy. And there was an era where you only saw him doing everything. And then now, like, I thought after the beef, I'd finally not get to hear about him ever again. And now, unfortunately, it's the opposite. I only ever hear about what Drake is doing in tandem with Kendrick. Go ahead.
So what you're saying is kind of feeding into what I'm talking about. Like, so Drake was huge 15 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
And he's now still one of the biggest pop stars. Like,
yeah. And he's like, he didn't even like rap anymore. He's making like reggae.
Okay, I haven't listened to his new music.
He's like, he just keeps, he's making like, he's doing like a Spanish one too.
Okay.
You go ahead, man. You know how they say he's a culture vulture and he just keeps taking different.
Oh, is that what they say about him? Okay. Yeah. I don't know much about him.
Yeah, but go ahead, because you're tired of it. And like, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, no, I'm
tired of hearing about Drake.
It just doesn't seem to change. Like, if you take a pop star from 1965. I'm trying to think of an example. Like, okay, Bob Dylan was a huge pop star in 1965. In 1980, Bob Dylan was not the most famous pop star. It was the music had drastically changed. Mm-hmm. Everything had drastically changed.
Bob Dylan is pop?
He was in 19. I mean, no, but in
I thought he was folk. I could be wrong.
I mean, he's folk rock, but that was pop music in 1965.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Yeah, because I'm like, but go ahead.
It was one style of pop music. You know, there's also like Motown or, you know, it was one of the popular styles for sure.
Okay. And now, mind you, I didn't, I don't know anything about Bob Dylan. I just know that one song that played in Watchmen.
Okay.
Which is The Times Are Changing.
Oh, okay.
Very poetic. Very poetic song.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You're saying that he was not popular.
He was the biggest star in the world, maybe, except for the Beatles. You know, one of the biggest stars in the world in like 1965.
When did it stop? Do you think? Can you track when it stopped?
Yeah, he got into a motorcycle accident and it totally changed him as a person. And then he started making different kinds of records. And then he shied away from the spotlight because he got married and stuff. And it really stopped. I mean, in the early 70s, he wasn't doing much. He had a renaissance in the mid to late 70s. Mm-hmm. But by like 1980 and certainly 85, like, sure, he's always going to be a famous person.
Right.
But it's not like pop music was centered on Bob Dylan anymore. The times had changed. Music had evolved. But now we're still talking about Drake 15 years later. It's like,
yeah, you're right.
Nothing has changed. Like,
that's interesting.
Music hasn't even changed that much.
That's a very interesting perspective. Like, yeah, what happened to just like kind of letting artists kind of go away? You know,
or just music evolve more.
Music. Okay. How about this?
Like, what was cool 15 years ago seems to still be what is thought of as cool now in some ways. But
how about this? Because here's what I was thinking of when you made this point a little bit earlier. Justin Bieber, I think, has successfully not been in the spotlight for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know much about him, but I haven't heard new music from him.
Yeah, he doesn't really do much anymore. Like, he has a kid now, I think, and all that, and he just doesn't really. He's like a completely different person now. He looks like he owns a vape shop.
Yeah, I've seen him.
The tattoos and the long hair. You can tell like he was just tired of being hot. Like you can tell like when someone is kind of like tired of just getting so much pussy.
He has that
vibe of just like, I think that's what happens to you because you know, like us, like we care about how we dress and we, you know, care about our hair and we care about looking nice and shit like that too. I think like when you get so much pussy, you start going into like very like Kanye
but women
or
like that,
Justin
though.
Bieber directions. Well, those women are on birth control. So I need everyone to, because I mean, this is another unpopular opinion that I had. I'm going to get to my actual one that I wrote down.
Oh, yeah. What is
that? And I was going to write a monologue for this or whatever, but it doesn't really matter. So I go on social media, you go on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And you'll see women go like, men think that a shirtless Chris Hemsworth who's chiseled and jacked is the female gaze, but it's not. It's actually the male gaze. Men only do that for other men and only other men like it, which is a huge lie and it is a huge misconception. So number one, all of you have your septum pierced and you're all gay and or you're all on birth control. Number one, birth control has been scientifically proven to twist what women find attractive.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about this. A lot of people don't acknowledge it. But there was a very specific video that came out where a woman tried to debunk what they thought the female gaze was, which was like hot dudes and shirtless hot dudes and all this stuff too, like, you know, like strong men. And then women tried to like this video.
What are they saying it is then?
I'll tell you. Yeah. This video got like a million views, and they're trying to say that like, no, this isn't the female gaze. This is what men think the female gaze is, but the real female gaze is Tom Hiddleston in Loki on his knees apologizing. And I'm like, guys, birth control has been proven to make women more attracted to feminine traits in men. So you're all stop letting these mentally ill women that are on birth control and on SSRIs and act and look and talk like men and that are chubby tell you what gorgeous women that have great relationships with men is attractive. Because it's a form of gaslighting, in my opinion, because you're telling me that, like, so who are these women that were screaming when Taylor Lautner took a shirt off in Twilight New Moon?
Oh, true.
Who are these women that, like, went head over heels in love with Patrick Swayze when he took his shirt off in those action movies in the 80s? Or Sylvester Stallone? Or, I can't think of another. Who's another one where it's like he went shirtless and then, like, women just, The Vampire Diaries.
Okay. Yeah.
True Blood, like, I know it was some
but
of you.
Is that beauty? I don't want to say beauty standards, but it goes through trends what people are supposed to think is attractive. That goes through trends.
And yeah, it does.
Thing annoys the fuck out of me. Honestly,
it really does. I really don't like how like America's in their like ugly era where they just keep casting ugly people to be on these shows and TV shows and shit. Like there used to be a standard. Like you used to need to be hot to be in movies. Now they're just giving out to anybody, which is very annoying.
But the twink really is the new shirtless Patrick Swayze.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. And it's annoying because I'm like, it's a misconception. It's a trend.
Trends like that people convince themselves or tell themselves, you know, there's plenty of women that are still into the shirtless jack guy.
Exactly. So this is what I'm saying. It's like a subgroup of people that I don't like it when these women try to speak on behalf of all women and say that like, no, this is what's actually attractive. It's Chris Evans in a cashmere sweater in a turtleneck. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. Women that are gorgeous, that are submissive and feminine, that have great relationships with men, that are treated very well by men, that get flown out, those women feel better. They feel safer around men like Chris Hemsworth with his shirt off. Does that make sense?
It depends on the women.
Women that aren't mentally ill like those men. Do you understand? Like, you guys are so masculine in America.
Oh, my God.
Like, because they keep trying. Like, because this is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, this is what I'm trying to say.
But, dude, like, Timothée Chalamet's dating that girl. What's that girl's name?
Who?
Kendall Jenner. Is that her name?
So, here's the thing with that.
So, he's the ultimate twink, right? He's the ultimate, like.
Is he?
Isn't he?
Do you think?
Well,
he's become more of like a guy now that his voice has gotten deeper and shit. And he's famous and he has like celebrities and stuff like that too. They are outliers because the Jenners and the Kardashians, from what I understand, they don't necessarily care about any of the, they'll date like any Eastern European women typically like stay with their own, from what I understand. Uh-huh. But like it's the Kardashians that have become whitewashed. They're like, okay, we'll date black men. We'll date this. We'll do that, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But if you come to like Glendale or like where it's like heavily Eastern European, They stay with their own. They don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think every culture maybe tends to do that for the most part. Do you think that's true?
It's just the Kardashians and the Jenners. They don't really like claim Armenia like that.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
But my whole thing was, yeah, because they so
Kylie Jenner,
yeah, that's who it is. Okay. So here's my thing though with that is because in the comment section they're also saying, which is true, they go, there isn't really much, there's not much of a female gaze because it really goes off of like how you make them feel, which is true. But my thing is just like, right, women who aren't masculine like American women, they feel, they like how strong masculine men make them feel. You like the way like weak twinks make you feel because you're dominant and you want to be the man in the relationship. But that's my whole perspective on that.
Yeah, I mean there's a certain segment of women that like that now.
Yeah, you know? It's TikTok women that are on SSRIs.
I'm curious though if they actually like that.
They don't.
From my experience, what I think, and we're generalizing too much because every woman's different, but
yeah.
But the vibe I get, I don't know if women are actually into the twink.
I don't think so either.
They want you to be a pussy, but they also want you to be the jacked guy.
Yeah, I don't.
They want it all.
I don't think it's that way either. Like, this is why, and I mean, I'm trying to explain this to people as well. Like, this is why they think that Pete Davidson is attractive. Because you know how they said, well, you know, it's probably because Ariana Grande told the world that he had a big dick, and that's probably why he's getting all this pussy. And I go, that's not it. Because if that were the case, dick pics would work. Like, sending a dick pic to a woman that you're attracted to would work if that were the case. If that was really what did it, you fucking idiot. No. No, it's because he looks like he doesn't take care of himself. Well, he did. Because he got his tattoos removed and now he's jacked. Now he's a bro.
Yeah, that's wild.
He was skinny. He looked tired. He looked like a twink.
But
he looked like a degenerate.
Women that are on birth control like this. Guys that have that that I don't care about anything attitude.
Yeah.
But by doing that they're confident because they don't care. Women are into that.
It depends on what type of women though. I think women that work out a lot, that have strong core family values, but are still whores, are not into that. I don't think that they're into that. I mean, I could be wrong, but like I could very well be wrong.
This is the saddest conversation ever.
We really had. I just need to get that out there.
Trying to figure out why women like what they do.
I figured it out. There's a video on TikTok that just went viral. I mean, it went viral because it got like 1 million views, and they were like, this is not the female gaze. And you'll literally see women in the comment section comment on what the female gaze actually is. And the consensus was it's Tom Hiddleston and Loki, or like skinny, lanky, non-masculine dudes.
Dude, so I know women that tell me that in my life.
Exactly.
They have either been lesbians who say that to me.
Exactly.
Or like very, for lack of a better word, very woke women that I'm friends with.
Yeah, they're very masculine women. It's like, yeah, exactly, because like you know that guys like Chris Hemsworth, or you know, guys like, let's say, a Sean Connery or a Patrick Swayze, you know that you would butt heads with them if you were in a relationship, which is why you like weaker men, because you know they're easier for you to dominate, because you've become so masculine, because you've been socially programmed to be a career woman. You're on birth control, which means you fuck like you're a guy.
I'm convinced that that doesn't make people happy, though.
It doesn't.
I don't.
Especially not women.
That's what I mean. I think a lot of this stuff is like, and you could probably say the same for men. You could maybe say the same for men, which is like men chase, what do men chase? Like a hot woman or something.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't necessarily make you happy. Like if you started dating some 10 out of 10 supermodel, like that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to like spending time with her.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're going to be a happy, fulfilled person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's misconceptions. And a lot of the stuff is trend-based. Like, when I was a kid in the 90s, the supermodels would look like heroin addicts. They were super skinny.
They were very, very skinny and bony. They had, like, an Angelina Jolie look to them, yeah.
It was perfect. I wish I could go back. No, but, I mean, this annoys me because that is actually what I'm attracted to, for whatever reason, I'm attracted to skinny women.
Yeah, I've noticed this.
And
yeah.
It's nothing against someone who's bigger or whatever. But now there's this attitude that it's bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're wrong if you're attracted to skinny women.
You've gotten this before?
Oh, yeah, dude. I feel like, yeah, people have acted like dicks about this, I think.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that you got in flack for this.
My friends used to make fun of me for liking skinnier women. Like, especially because the big trend now with women, I feel like, is big everything. Big tits,
yeah,
big ass,
I know. I
big
mean,
lips.
I like firmness. I like a nice shape. I just don't like this ridiculous, like, wagon that people are, women have now. You didn't see any of this in any, when I went to New York, but yeah.
But yeah, like now that's the trend of what I'm allegedly supposed to think that's hot now. You know,
that's
some
disgusting,
huge
man.
Ass. I'm not.
Yeah, you're not into that.
That's just not what I'm attracted to. But if you listen to pop culture, that's what's hot.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, these things are like trends. They don't represent.
Yeah, they're trends and they don't represent what the majority of people like.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, while we're on it, I was going to get into my unpopular opinion that, like, I wrote down. It was like some of these were I'm not sure if this is funny, but. One of them was, we need to bring this. I mean, I got this from Reddit, but still, okay. We need to bring back public shaming.
don't we That's all we do now. What do you?
Yeah, we need, but like, the right kind of public shaming.
Oh, like the in person.
Yeah, like it needs Game to be more of like a stigma. It needs to be more like a stigma. Yeah, like shit like that. Exactly. Like shake your bell at these people.
Oh my god.
I knew it was over. Like I knew, like, you know, shame was gonna become like less of a thing when eating ass became a popular thing.
Oh god.
Or when guys like openly speak about, you know, having a finger in their ass as well. Oof. And that being a turnoff. Being gay, that should also come back as that should be more shameful. I think having a finger in your ass as a man, or having your ass eaten, or eating ass became popular because one guy admitted to doing it, but he owned it by making it funny. I think that's how it started. And we should have. It started as like, no, it started as someone trying to like own it, but then like they made it funny.
Okay.
And that's how like people, it became more of like an agreeable thing, which is where it started. And I think that we should have been like, hey, that's really funny, but you can't eat at our house anymore. Like, I think it should have been like a thing where like, listen, the fork and the plate that you're eating off of right now, we're just going to give, you can just keep it. Now to the thing about being gay, I feel like when homosexuality, this is the other thing that I wrote down. I feel like when
this is Josh's Tonight Show.
This is my Tonight Show thing. I wrote this down. Yeah. I feel like the more homosexuality was stigmatized, the better the art was. So now I want you to think about this objectively. I want you to remove your emotions, right?
No, I mean there is a point to be made here.
There's a point to be. I have a point right here. I wrote it down.
It's not healthy, but there is a point.
I have a point. I wrote it down. So I want you to think objectively, and I want you to remove your emotions to our listeners, right? Think about this, right? If you had to choose between Freddie Mercury, George Michael, or Sam Smith, or Lil Nas X, let's just really be honest, right? This is, we're going from a time where it was stigmatized to where it's like everyone's doing this shit. Let's give the devil a lap dance. You see what I'm saying? Like when it was stigmatized, the art was better. So if you had to choose between Freddie Mercury, George Michael, or Sam Smith, or Lil Nas X, then I mean, fag is back. It's back, guys. I'm not doing this with you guys anymore. Come up with something better, because you can't be salacious anymore. You had to be talented back then.
My friend loves Sam Smith. Lil Nas X is terrible.
Yeah, he has like one song that's like, okay, this is fine.
George Michael is, I like some of his.
George
songs.
Michael is absolutely talented. Like, you know how talented you had to be to be like, oh wow, you also have a British accent. That's great. And then another reason why we should bring back public shaming is because it still exists, but people pretend like it doesn't. They use substitutes, right? So they go, that's not a prostitute, that's a sex worker, right?
Oh.
That's my partner. The reason why you guys keep calling your girlfriend or your boyfriend your partner is because deep down you're embarrassed that you're above 30 and you're still calling them your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Let's be really honest. Like, you know, at a certain point you're supposed to be married. You're supposed to be like you're supposed to be engaged, or you're supposed to be like in a relationship, but you just go, oh, my partner. Oh, it's my partner that we're dating. Oh, my partner and I. Stop. Stop it. You're an adult. You know why you're doing this. This is why we should bring back public shaming, because you keep using substitutes. Deep down, you know what's wrong.
I don't know.
That's why you keep socializing. You keep re-socializing Lizzo. She's fat. You're like, no, she's confident. She's doing. Stop.
I don't know if public shame is gonna do it, dude. Because all we do is shame. I mean, we do it.
No,
online,
we do the wrong type of public shaming. We do the shaming where it's like, no, stop criticizing people for making their own decisions. That's the shaming that we do now. No, we should reverse it. Bring it back. I wrote this down.
This gay thing is very interesting. So. Do you think that being more closeted, obviously that's a terrible thing for someone to have to deal with?
Yeah, of course.
But do you think it helped create great art?
Absolutely.
Because you're dealing with that, processing it, and then you're putting it into your work.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. Pressure builds diamonds.
But I was
pressure creates diamonds.
Now, obviously, that is very unhealthy, and I do not recommend it to anyone.
I don't recommend it either, but I'm just saying, like, obviously, I'm joking and I'm being satirical, but the point that I'm making
trauma does create great art, but I don't like the thing that you have to be some disturbed individual to create great art, though. though. Like you,
I don't think so either. There are very happy people that are. There are very happy people that have made great art.
Right. Yeah. So, who are some gay artists now that are out and they're very talented? I'm not familiar with a lot of popular music now.
Yeah, like and what's crazy is like even if we could think of them, we'd probably still have to pull from artists that were great in the 80s and are still alive today. Does that make sense? Like if Prince, I'm not saying Prince is gay, but like as an example, if Prince were still alive, you could say Prince or something like that. Or, I mean, but he was like heavily androgynous, so it's not. But like, I'd say maybe, I can't think of it. Who's like a gay artist? That's good.
Well, the thing is that, I don't know if I'd put them on par with those other guys though, like Freddie Mercury is in a class of his own. I mean,
he really was, man.
Unbelievable.
Freddie was great.
Yeah, so competing with him is tough. But isn't Frank Ocean gay?
Yeah.
Okay, he's good.
He's pretty talented. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't make like a big deal of it.
Isn't Tyler the Creator also?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Or he's like bisexual, I think. Okay. But he's also a very good example. He doesn't make it his entire personality. And he had to like grind through that.
That's a very nefarious thing from the past decade of making your identity, making your immutable characteristics your identity.
Yeah.
So just because you're gay or a woman or a minority, that speaks to who you are as a person. That means you're like a certain. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
That's become a thing of the past 10 years, right? Yeah, I don't know. I lost my train of thought, but yeah, I mean, my friend made fun of a video online. I don't know if I should talk about it, but like Bill Burr's wife, Nia.
Yeah,
do you know her?
Yeah.
So she made a video. She was like, you know, I'm very being a black woman means a lot to me. I'm very proud to be a black woman and to be a black woman doing this. And I'm a black woman and I'm proud. And so like my friend did a video. Is like, yeah, as a white man, I'm just very proud to be a white man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just how ridiculous it sounds
when you switch it. Yeah.
And obviously historically there's reasons for why it sounds, why one is acceptable or not, but either way it's the same ideology and it doesn't make any sense. Like we're trying to get away from thinking of ourselves in these racial and gender or whatever you call it. We shouldn't be judging ourselves or other people in those terms, I don't think.
I think the same as well. Like it's very hilarious when you have that. I love it when people like switch it just to see how ridiculous it is. And people still don't get it either. Like there have been tons of videos where people like switch the roles of that exactly what you're talking about, and they still don't get it, and they're still doing it.
Yeah, because their excuse is, well, historically this happened.
Yeah,
happened.
I'm like, guys,
but you're not getting it. It's the same ideology.
It's the same thing, guys. It's a majority white country, guys. Just let it go. I don't fucking care anymore, man. Just let it go. Let it go. It's nothing. You don't go to China and complain that everyone is speaking Mandarin. You cut it out, please.
Yeah. That could be fun.
Yeah, do that. Just I want to see people make those same videos in South Korea. And they go, I noticed the Band-Aids aren't our color. Can you guys fix that?
Oh, my God. I forgot about the Band-Aid thing.
I noticed that. Like, most of the music here is in a different language. Can we change that, maybe? Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. We're at 40 now, and, you know, we got to add in for the time that we did the news. Pretty bad news. So do you have any final thoughts? I'm tired and starving, and
I feel the same way, actually.
I didn't get the point across that I wanted to get across with my previous rants, but that's fine.
Did I interrupt?
No. No.
I always feel that way. Every time I do a podcast, I always feel
No. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. It's because of the fact that I'm running off of maybe 4 hours of sleep. I'm also starving. I also forgot my laptop and the shit, other stuff as well, like my tripod and stuff. And I'm not as calm or as concise as I am. But
I always feel that way, though. When I go on a rant or something, I'm like, damn it, I didn't express myself the right way.
Yeah.
So you might have done it. You just feel like you didn't.
That's a good perspective. Because, I mean, like, there's so many times, like, a lot of the episodes that I have, I've done, like, what? I'm really big, because I'm trying to get to 20.
Uh-huh.
So I've done, like, a stint where it's like, but, and then I also want to promote the podcast by pulling out clips, but I'm like, I don't like this clip. Or I'm like, I don't think that this is not something maybe I would listen to or something like that. So it's just like, I'm going to go back and listen to this. And I'm sure there's going to be clips from this that I want to pull out.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like, I don't know. We'll see. But thank you for that perspective, though.
Yeah, it might just be
a self-conscious thing. Yeah,
because I do that too.
Yeah, but all right, I'll just put it out there and give it a shot. What did you have anything else that you wanted to
do? This has been a very homophobic, sexist, and racist podcast.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to the Josh Shakespeare podcast. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, you can find Chris at Chris Keen.
Oh, yeah, Chris G. Keen.
Chris G. Keen comedy. And you can find me, obviously. It's going to be in the show notes at the Josh A. Shakespeare at, everything. And, leave me a review. Leave us a review on iTunes if you can. That'd be great. And send us questions regarding the political sphere.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We'll give you advice. We'll give you free advice. On life, I'll give you advice. Does that sound great? Does that sound better? Think about how much better your life will be when two comedians give you advice. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, there you go.